I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the Local Food Report with Elspeth Hay. This week, Elspeth learns about raising chickens from egg to bird.
That is Sheldon, and this is Eglantine.
Sheldon and Eglantine are baby chicks. They're less than a week old, and they're touring the Orleans Farmers Market with two young girls. They belong to Susan Canarium, who runs Miss Scarlet's Blue Ribbon Farm in Yarmouthport.
We have a fabulous antique old incubator that the trays come in and out. It looks like an old wooden icebox, but it's an incubator. You lay the eggs in there on trays. It holds about 100 each. And we're collecting the fertile eggs, and we're dating them, and they're hatching. You add water to it to give the little bit of hydration. You know, it's like 105 degrees. And then all of a sudden you're in the barn and you hear tweet, 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 and you go in and they're tiny little babies.
Susan raises about 200 chickens every year from egg to bird. When hens lay fertilized eggs, the eggs stay dormant as long as they're at room temperature. This allows the hens, in theory, to fill their nests before they start sitting on a clutch of eggs. Once the eggs are heated, either by the hens or in this case, by an incubator, it takes them 21 days to hatch, give or take a few depending on temperature and humidity.
They have enough to eat for 3 days from the shell that they hatched out of. So for 3 days, they're in that little incubator. And then we move them to another place with light, you know, warmth and water, and then they progressively get bigger and bigger.
Susan thinks Sheldon and Eglantine are either Silver Sussex or Wyandotte birds. Both breeds are egg layers.
It takes 26 weeks for them to start laying.
Hens are most productive their first year of laying. Most breeds start out slowly, at first laying small eggs every 2 or 3 days, and eventually averaging 6 eggs a week. Susan also raises meat birds.
Meat birds would be baby chicks that are, again, a day old, and they frolic for 7 to 9 weeks, eating what God wanted them to eat. And then we process them on a Saturday morning in a state-inspected facility on our farm. And they're ranging from 4 to 6 pounds each. The last ones were nice roasters.
Since the meat birds never get old enough to reach sexual maturity, they don't lay eggs. Some meat breeds can also be layers. These are called dual-purpose birds and are usually older heritage breeds. But many modern meat birds aren't bred to grow into maturity. Susan doesn't raise many dual-purpose birds. Instead, she picks most of her varieties for their specific egg or meat qualities.
They're very different. Our egg layers run from, you know, Araconda to Rhode Island Red to, you know, White Leghorns to Polish. The Cuckoo Marin, which is the French hen, lays chocolate brown eggs. So when you put that beside a Leghorn, who is a white, perfect white, it's pretty fab.
And what about the meat birds? How do you pick those varieties?
La Belle Rouge is a French bird that's long and skinny, and it's best cooked in a very French way in the oven.
Susan also raises more typical rooster chickens that she says are a hit with home cooks and restaurants. Because the birds at Miss Scarlet's are allowed to roam free, their breasts have less fat than the commercial chickens we're used to.
Look at the beauty of that, would you please?
Sheldon and Eglantine will join the rest of Susan Canarium's chickens outside in a few weeks. And by mid-January, they'll be all grown up and laying eggs. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can learn more about raising chickens and which varieties are best as egg layers, meat birds, or mothers to hatch new birds at our website, capeandislands.org, where you'll also find a link to the free podcast of the Local Food Report. The show is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicky Merrick. Thanks for listening.